Blog Talk Radio.
Sophia Adela Luke,
since 1998, together they have been living the reality of favor and have great wisdom and insight on this subject. Give a virtual round of applause to our in-studio guests, Derek and Sophia Luke. Yes, hello, hello.
Hello.
I am so excited. Hello. It's so wonderful to have my family sharing with us on today. And, you know, I wanted to just simply say that if for those that don't know Derek and Sophia, these are two of the most genuine individuals you would ever want to meet. I was reflecting on the fact that, of course, I met Derek and Sophia pre-Derek and Sophia, when they were just individuals, and then God brought you together. Was that a favor moment that you experienced back in the day?
Yes, you could definitely say that is favor. Favor and destiny kissed, and hence came the Lukes.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, your journey has been amazing, and I have to ask you, do you know anything about this subject we're talking about today on favor? Do you have any wisdom and insight?
Well, you know, I'm so glad you asked that question, Coach Adams. I really love to say just thank you for having us today. We're so excited just to be here and just to be able to, you know, drop nuggets of wisdom and just our personal testimonies in life about, you know, how God has just moved on our life in the area of favor. And I really liked what you said that, you know, it's not that favor is granted out of God's goodwill towards us. It's not something that can be bought and it's not something that can be earned. It's just the goodness of God and his favor towards us. And so, you know, understanding that definition is so important. I really like how you opened up with that. And the first thought that comes to my head, and then I'll change the baton over to my husband and he'll share with his, just about the favor of God. And I mean, we've been married 17 years and we've just experienced so many different levels of, you know, heaven here on earth. And one of which just came up to my heart. It was last year. We were at the ministers conference at Kenneth Copeland Ministers Conference in Texas and Fort Worth, Texas last year. And Kenneth Copeland has that every year. So we went and we always go with the expectation. And the expectation is something that I really wanted to just touch on, and the expectation of God and pulling on the anointing of God and the expectation of God and not pulling on man. And sometimes people are expecting favor from man before they're expecting it from God. And as you expect it from God, then God is the one who touches the heart of man to do the work. So when we unplug from the world and plug our expectation of favor back into heaven, that is an unlimited source. And so we were there back to at the minister's conference, and we were on a break, and we went back into the minister's room. It's a, you know, a private area where, you know, all the speakers go and they, you know, talk and just, you know, kind of sit around and talk a little bit before they go into minister. And Dr. Jerry Savelle came up to Derek and I, and he asked how we were doing, and we were saying, oh, man, we're doing great, and we're just so excited to be in the presence of Jerry Savelle because he is an amazing minister. So we just start to talking, and he looks over to the gentleman who's with him, and he says, why don't you go and get this series from my book table. Go get this new series from my book table. I want to bless Derek and Sophia with that. And so he gave us his recent series, which was just about what he learned from all of the great men that he had in his life, the great men of God. Well, what ended up happening with that book that he favored upon us, it actually helped with the decisions that needed to be made for the year 2015. And so it was just that level of favor that he gave that to us at that moment. We didn't ask him for it. We're right in the middle of a conversation, but God put it on his heart to bless us. And that saved us not only so much money, but it gained us even more financial increase to pour into the kingdom of God. And that's just a little tiny nugget of the favor of God and expecting from the source who is God.
Well, you know, I know that we could all say that we have experienced God's favor in some way or another, and I love that you were able to reflect that back to the conference that you just went to and had such an amazing time. I would love to know, Derek Luke, when you got the role of Antoine Fisher, and I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, at that time I was working in property management, and I was at a community where a young lady was supporting Robbie Reed at the time. She was working with Robbie at the time. And she didn't know that I knew Derek Luke, and so she was at my property, and I was the assistant community manager at that time, and she and I often had conversations, and she was sharing, like, this hype around this new movie and this unknown guy being, quote-unquote, plucked out of obscurity. Everybody who was who in Hollywood at the time wanted this role, and who is this guy? Derek Luke is getting this role. And it was so cute to me at the time because, of course, I knew you. I had already known that you had gotten it because you had shared it with your family, your Vertical Leap family, privately. And so I was aware of that. But I was so tickled by this hype around this unknown, at the time, actor getting this major role. Would you say that in breaking into Hollywood that God gave you a glimpse of what his favor would be starting in 2002 for you?
Wow. You know, when you recap the story the way you did, because I think there's so many ways that you can evaluate and circle favor. You know, what comes to my mind when you say that is, favor was attached to God's, is attached to God's grace and his goodness. You know, the favor for me for Antoine Fisher, and not every name that I can mention, but started actually before that story. The favor of God was, one story I remember was that there was someone who actually invited me to lunch that worked on the Sony Pictures lot. I worked in the gift shop. The real Antoine Fisher actually was the security guard. And I remember being in the gift shop, and I remember the Lord told me that I would want for nothing. And another thing that accessed favor, and another thing that counts, I'll talk about what accesses it and what cancels favor. Favor is not something that you try to bargain, nor is it something you try to hustle. It's not something that you try to do with your own strength. And, you know, the Lord is just highlighting the different roles of favor. And favor, like grace, must be recognized. It must be identified, and it must be filed and received. And so I know that before I worked on the Sony Pictures lot, I had an idea of what my favor was like. My favor was that I would get me a job. I would work for nights. I would work for a UPS shipping company. Then I would go to acting school during the day. Well, lo and behold, I had favor to work on the Sony Pictures lot. Now, me, I looked at working on the Sony Pictures lot as bondage. I looked at it as a hindrance to my goal. I didn't see that there would be any favor in where God was taking me at first because I was trying to make my own way prosperous. But favor gives you access to God's access. It gives you access to his best. It's the VIP ticket that you don't have to pay for. You just have to yield to. So I was trying to figure out where do I get a job, and I got a friend offered me a job at this place. So I said, you know, if I work from 9 to 5, I wouldn't be able to audition. But as I began to ask and move in the favor of God, because favor, the word favor was just, it was obsolete to me. Even though I was a believer, my mind wasn't renewed in what the favor was. So as I started to go forward, I began to just ask people that were more experienced in me in that subject of the favor, and they said, Derek, this is favor. This is God's opportunity. And I'm like, well, you know, well, I had this plan. They're like, no, that's the plan. Go that way. So I got the job. I worked on the Sony Pictures lot. Well, over a period of time, I met a few people. It had about 6,000 to 7,000 employees that worked on the lot. And there was one particular person that invited me to lunch. Now, the Lord told me specifically, as I kept seeking him, as I stayed in church, he says, I don't want you asking the world for anything. I don't want you trying to pull on people. I want you to give and don't try to pull. Give and don't try to take. Everybody is trying to take something opposed to trying to give something. And, Derek, you're coming in there with the blessing. You're coming in there with favor. So favor gives you the opportunity, but the blessing gives you the ability. So I'm in there, and God says, you have the ability, and you have my favor. And so as I'm there, someone asked me to go to lunch with them, as they normally do. And it, lo and behold, she realized that she had another lunch date with her brother-in-law, who was a gentleman who used to work on the Sony Pictures lot as a security guard, and his name was Antoine Fisher. Well, I'm at lunch with Antoine and her and myself, and I'm a new actor, and I don't know him, and he begins to talk a little bit about his script. And I only been acting for a little bit at that time, and then as she begins to talk and she begins to say who I am, he begins to share his story, and he says, hey, you know, such and such, and Denzel is set to direct and whatever, and it just perks up in my spirit. And when I begin to recognize that me being invited to lunch was the favor of God, and me being working on that lot was the favor. And one thing I want to say about favor, sometimes favor is not what you're like expecting or you're trying to make happen. There's times when I'm working on a project and I need someone with a special skill. Now, it be in my mind to say, well, let me call this person, whether professional or non-experienced, but in my spirit, out here, God's favor is with this other person. So God says, go in the way of the favor. Don't go in the way you think you know, because what you know may not flow. So anyway, I'm back. I'm having this lunch with Antoine and a young lady. And this lunch and this friendship, it turns into a friendship, and it turns into a friendship over a couple of years. Now, when I'm going to the Antoine Fisher story audition, Antoine knows I'm an actor, but he doesn't know I'm going to the audition. Well, in the midst of all that relationship and the first meeting I have with him, the Lord begins to minister to me about what he's already given me and what I don't have to work for. And because God introduced me to Antoine, there was a situation where Antoine would come into the gift shop periodically, and God would set it up where we would talk. And as we would talk, Antoine basically one day comes in with the producer. The producer and I begin to talk, and the Lord says, no, don't ask him for anything. Serve. Be a server. Be a blessing to him, and then God says, I'll be a blessing to you. So favor is, favor can be contaminated if you try to force it and you do it out of fear. So I'm with the producer, and the producer one day says to me, as I'm serving, he says, you know what? I'm not supposed to give you this script to look at, but I'm going to let you look at the script. And it was, when he gave me that script, it's like one thing folded after another. Then I remember being in church, and I remember my the church I was attending at the time, Bishop McClendon, he began to preach on the manifestation of the Lord, and he says, many of you are looking for jobs outside of your purpose. That's why you can't find employment. And he says, all you need to do is just put your foot on it. It was the message he preached, just put your foot on it. And literally, I went to the scriptures in Numbers and Exodus where the children of Israel, he says, if you can just put your foot on that land, which is a symbol of authority, it belongs to you. So I began to put my foot on that script and begin to claim the favor of God over my life. And so when I think about Antoine, I do think about the breakthrough. I do think about the story. I think about it hitting the press. But I also think about how God navigates our life with faith if we yield to it.
And, you know, Derek, that is so true. And when I tell you, you have dropped some rich nuggets on us this evening. And I so thank you and I'm so grateful because there's so much richness in what you shared in those few moments that, one, you don't try to bargain. I love this, hustle with your own strength and, you know, I'm going to make it happen. You have to allow God's grace to unfold, recognize, identify, file it, and receive it. You also said that favor gives you access to God's best, and we simply just have to yield to it. And I love that because that is so profound that if we just recognize that, one, I can't hustle and bargain and try to navigate it, I just have to be in alignment where God would have me in any particular season at a particular time and know that the kingdom capital will come. His favor will come. You were in position for all of these things to unfold, and I don't want to just stop, obviously, at Antoine Fisher, but that was the breakthrough role because your story has been so phenomenal ever since. I can name all of the various movies, and I don't want to start naming and miss some. You guys will have to help me out with that because I try to support my family and see everything that you've been in. I know after Antoine Fisher was Biker Boys, Pieces of April, I remember that one.
Friday Night Lights. Captain America, Catch a Fire, Pieces of April, Notorious B.I.G. There's about 18 films and two or three television shows.
I know, and you know what's so funny? One of the most recent television shows that I know definitely has become a cult phenomenon that you were a part of was Empire, and many people don't want to minimize.
Absolutely,
and we can go on and on because I often will see a movie and realize, oh wow, I didn't know my brother was in this. I think it was Selfless. I was watching that, not this particular movie. And didn't even know you were in that one. That was definitely a different role for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Selfless, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Coach Adams, you know what? Something just came to my heart that I really wanted to just elaborate on. And that was, Derek said the word position, you know, in the right position. And you also stated the word position. And when we were going through that time frame and that season of walking out the audition process and the favor process of God in the position that we were in, we were not just living life for ourselves during that time. Like, we have been and we are currently and always will be, we love God so much. The positions that we took is on Sundays, we were at service. On the weekends that Vertical Leap was, we were at Vertical Leap. Almost every month for 3 years straight, we were at Vertical Leap. We were in position. We were getting the downloads. We were getting. We were sitting under the anointing. We were at Tuesday Bible studies. We were at Wednesday Bible studies. We were at, you know, our outing events that our church held. And we were there for a purpose and a reason, and that was because our minds needed to be transformed. We needed to have the word of God and the anointing of God in our lives. And the position that I can give you a visual of that parallels what we needed for where we were going was, you can remember those yarn mops that you could, you stick the yarn mop into the bucket, and then you take it out of the bucket, and then you wash the floor with it. Do you know which one I'm talking
yes.
about?
I do. You yes. know, I had to process back because I'm like, okay, yarn mop. Yes, I got it.
Yeah,
okay,
I know. That's back
it.
In the day. Yeah, that's back
I
in the day.
I got you, Sophia.
Yeah, so think of the yarn mop, and it looks like just a yarn mop, and then you have a bucket of water. You get the yarn mop, and at the time, it's dry. So if you just put it on the floor, maybe it would pick up some dust. But if you get that mop and then you position it into the bucket that's sopping wet, whatever's in that bucket, when you take it out and put it on that floor, it is going to pick up more than it did when it was dry. And when we were positioning ourselves to go to church and to go to Bible studies, we were getting drenched in the anointing. And God and favor and the anointing cannot be separated because God is favor, God is anointing. And so with that, we begin to learn about God and the access of favor and how we could actually hinder the flow of favor with our words. The word says life and death are in the power of the tongue. The word says you are snared by your words or you're justified by your words. So we can actually hinder the favor of God, or we can progress the favor of God. Now, when we speak it, it's not just something that's empty coming out of our mouth. Oh, I've got the favor, I've got the favor. No, that's a form of meditation. But when you're sitting and you begin to get a revelation of what favor is, and then you speak it from a heart that's full of conviction, you say it one time, and I tell you what, the spiritual atmosphere, it just has a ripple effect. And the angels of God are constantly learning. The angels of God are constantly hearkening unto the voice of God's word through his children in this earth. So as we speak that favorable word, we were watching what was coming in our eye gates during that time, what was coming in our ear gates. There's certain things we wouldn't even conversate in. There's certain shows we just wouldn't watch because we knew it would contaminate our faith. So I just really wanted to just emphasize the positioning that we are in as a body of believers. We're not just going to church to get the anointing. We're going to receive the words that are going to fill us up, that we are going to pour out into the industry.
Yeah. You know, what I love about what you said, and Sophia, I was really taking it all in, because one of the things that people don't realize is that, for example, they know that Derek Luke got a role in Antoine Fisher. But what I love is that you're sharing the backdrop story of what you were processing through collectively as a unit in the spirit, that the battle started well before you actually got on that pathway of meeting Antoine and so on and so forth, because of what was happening in the spirit. And that was such a rich nugget that you talked about, drenched in the anointing. Because many would say, does it take all that? Do I have to do all that? And here, I love that you're sharing that we won, and Derek spoke on this, that we were serving. We were being a blessing. We were getting drenched in the spirit, but we were also serving in the midst of all of that. So that we could be in position, being in position from the inside out, not just geographically in position, but that spiritually you were in position at a place of readiness to even be fine-tuning the frequency of hearing from God of where should I be. Derek, I heard him say, I don't want to be on the Sony lot. I want to be on, you know, that's not the place. But yet, that was a place where God needed to have you positioned, but you had to hear him. If you weren't drenched in the spirit, you would not be able to hear him. For those that are just tuning in, I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You. You have tuned in to a rich dialogue discussion with Derek and Sophia. Look, we're talking about the favor factor. And we're having this wonderful journey that we're just sharing back and forth. And I want to give you, our listening audience, an opportunity to share in the dialogue. Maybe you have a question or a comment. Derek and Sophia, would you be okay with engaging with our listening audience?
Yes.
We'd love to.
Cool. Well, let me tell you, our listening audience, how can you chime in on this discussion? You can do one of two things. You can dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. That is if you are sitting on your computer. Maybe you're using your tablet or iPad. You'll have to dial in. If you are already on the conference line, then you simply hit 1 on your keypad, and that adds you to the host queue. Hit 1 on your keypad, and that will add you to the host queue. Meanwhile, while we're waiting to see if any of you want to chime in, we are going to continue in our dialogue. But again, remember, you must hit 1 on your keypad, and that adds you to the host queue. So know that our broadcast is open. We welcome your engagement. Meanwhile, we're going to continue to have our couch chat with Derek and Sophia Luce. What would you say is the greatest bit of wisdom that you have gleaned on your journey? Kind of like a life lesson. What would be your greatest life lesson today?
Oh, the greatest, you know what, oh man, there's so many pillars of wisdom that just have blessed us so much. I would say the biggest nugget for me that stands out is number one, personal relationship with God. Like, that is so number one, whether you're a husband, a wife, an actor, businessman, coach. Having that personal, intimate relationship is so important because it affects every single relationship in our lives, and not only that, but the work that we do. And just developing that, spending that time with God alone, worshiping, you know, just that, I would say, for me, is the most essential, important nugget. Because with just as being married, you know, my spiritual mom would always tell me, she said, honey, your husband may let you down. Honey, your family may let you down, but Jesus will never let you down. And it was so true. And it takes time to learn to hear the voice of God and to turn our ears into it. But when we listen to God's voice, he'll show us how to love our mates and our friends and our family. So that would be it, personal relationship. How about you, honey?
Oh, I think what stands out to me is Matthew 6:33, where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And there's another scripture, I think it's Proverbs 3:5, is trust in the Lord with all your heart. The reason why these scriptures stand out is that I had all my priorities out of priority. I had number one at five. I had five at number one. But the Lord is clear in Matthew 6:33 that if you would seek him, that you would seek his face, that all these things, what are these things? Your desires, your checklist, your mate list, your husband list, your wife list, you know, your family list, just your career list. He says all these things shall be added unto you. And I think it sums up by just saying, by making the word of God your final authority. And when you make the word of God your final authority, everything else becomes a minority.
Ooh, I love that. Both of what you've shared is so rich, and I have to say, you do have the audience that wants to engage with you. The first caller that I'm bringing in, Derek, I have to let you know that she is by far yours and Sophia. She's in the top 10. She falls underneath, you know, the moms and all of those special people. Let's bring in this special caller to me, Miss Regina. Are you there? You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Derek and Sophia.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Regina.
Derek. I'm laughing because I'm very shy, and it's hard for me to call in, but I had to call in for you two because I met you guys before you got Antoine Fisher at a vertical leap. So I don't know what year it was. So I've, you know, followed through with Shania on your story in different movies, and I've watched a lot of your movies. And Sophia, he has been in, I think, four shows, TV shows, Trauma, Empire, Rogue, and Americans, because I watched. So
I told you she's in the top 10 of the fans, top 10 of the fans.
I love it.
There, and I looked him up today, just to see, and there are so many other movies that I haven't seen, Derek. And I, too, have watched a movie, and then, oh, there's Derek. For example, Supremacy, you were in that. You were in Alex of Venice. So you have really done a lot. And, you know, it's just nice for me to know the backstory, too, and I've been looking forward to hearing the testimony from you and Sophia today. So congratulations on all of your success, and keep doing what you're doing. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Miss Regina. We're going to ask that you hit one to take yourself out of the queue. We do have quite a number of other callers, so I'm going to bring in our next caller. The area code is 559. That caller dropped out, so we'll go to the next. 284, area code, last 49010. You are live here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Derek and Sophia.
Well, good evening, Coach Adams and Derek and Sophia. This is Mitch Turnbull from the British Virgin Islands.
Oh, it's our BDI family. What?
Yeah, yeah. I met you guys, I think it was 2014 Vertical Elite when I came back to get certified and get the purpose. And I remember Derek and I partnering during one of the exercises about, you know, what it is we want to do, looking into each other's eyes and praying. And it's amazing to actually be in your presence, but more so to now hear your story and what you guys have been through and just the obedience to God. And I'm in that same step. And I remember one of the things that you said, Derek, during the exercise was, whatever I wanted to do, just as you just said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it just tied in with that corridor principle, Coach Adams, where if we line up in obedience to God, he will add the things, or we will draw into ourselves the desires of our hearts. So I'm just happy, proud of you guys, and glad to know that, I mean, the work that you're doing stays in the integrity and the honesty of being a child of God and following his steps. So I'm glad to hear from you guys and bless you guys all the time.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
It's great to hear you, Honorable Mitch Turnbull. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you, Coach Adams.
Absolutely. You know, I have to have you on the show next. If you'll hit 1 on your telephone keypad to take yourself out of the host queue, we're going to continue. We do have other callers. So let me see. I see we have area code 559. Last 42186. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Derek and Sophia Luke.
Hi, God bless you this evening.
Hi, God bless you
as well.
I really want to say, I didn't know what the topic was going about. I didn't even remember you guys going to be on the show. But I thank you for your testimony. I'm a small business person, and this year, we really want our business to grow. And I didn't realize that favor was at hand until you guys spoke tonight. But I do know that God had been, one of the things I always tell people, God trains us before he sets us forth. So I knew we had been in training mode. But I didn't know how was the next level, what it's actually going to be, how it was going to actually come, and what venue or format it was going to come. And I just kept saying, I want to be open. I got to pay attention. I got to stay true to the Spirit. But when you guys talked about favor tonight, and when you talked about being in alignment, and Derek, when you talked about not wanting that job, and then later realizing it's all about being in place, And if we're obedient to where he's moving us like pieces on that chessboard, putting us in place, although we don't realize it, but we're being aligned in place to receive that favor. And I didn't know to really call it that, to align that in my prayer. So I thank you guys for that, because we have two opportunities to grow coming from two different directions, and I just want to be in tune with the Spirit. And sometimes you got to call it what it is, and I didn't know what to call it. I just knew I wanted to be sensitive and open and pay attention. And I don't, and I still don't know which, where's it ultimately going, or what's going to happen next week or next month. But I know they're calling now, and they're talking, and the state is involved. And so, thank you for letting me know that we're in line to receive His grace and mercy and favor.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Now I can call it for what it is.
Thank
and
you
really
so much.
Receive it.
And you know what, sister?
Thank
can
you.
I ask you a question? What is it
yes.
that you like? What's the blank right now that you need for your business? Like, what's the question? I want to make sure that you leave. I know you said you received, but there's something more that I believe that you have to receive in this phone conversation about what you need for your business. What is this thing?
The main thing that we would need to grow is a contract with a financial entity, and who's calling now is the state. What we do is we run a care facility for the mentally ill, and getting that under contract is they'll pay for the beds no matter what. All the beds will be paid for, and all the funding will be there for the employees and everything. We just have to run it.
Okay. And so you're
and
just...
So,
go ahead.
Uh-huh. So what we're trying to be true in the spirit is whatever direction we go with the business is that it will be a provision and be a blessing, because as we get blessed, our family gets blessed and
mm-hmm.
our extended family.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, well, you know, we just really just pray right now for you that you have eyes to see and ears to hear, and that the favor of God will continue to go forward, that even as you go forward and one phone call may lead to the next phone call and one closed door will actually lead you down the alley to the next door that you needed to go to, and that you follow the favor brick road. Follow the favor brick road.
I like that. I like
yes.
that.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you both.
Amen.
And thank you, my sister, Shania. Thank you all for being there for us tonight.
Absolutely, and it's great to have you tune in. And I can hear Breezy was trying to get a little motivation as well.
Yes, she's trying to get her little motivation in.
Yes. If you can do me a favor, hit one on your keypad to take yourself out of the host queue. We're going to continue in our virtual boardroom. We do have several other callers. I show phone number 925-8-925-9746, 925-8-9746. You are live here on Motivational Monday.
Well, Coach Adams, God bless you. This is
Asanai
Idris.
God bless you as well.
I wanted
this
to call
who?
In.
Okay.
Yes, it's me. How
got
are you
it.
All? You are absolutely wonderful. You guys have moved me in such a way tonight. I mean, your words, sometimes you just never know what's going to be spoken when people speak about favor. And I want to tell you, this has been more than just a talk show. I think this has been a ministry dialogue more than that, and it is just amazing to hear you two talk, all of you talking about favor in such a way. It's borderline prolific, actually, in my humble opinion. And I just wanted to give a testimony really quick about favor. Because of the favor of my meeting Tabitha, Lady Tabitha S. Kendrick, brought me to having favor to have had dialogue and meet with you. And And I was just moved when Derek was just saying, and I hope I can call you Derek. I don't know you personally, but for the sake of going, he said something about giving and not worrying about people taking, that kind of thing. And I got to tell you, yeah, my heart's just been moved to release the song that you want, that we did called I Coach You Win for you, so you don't have to worry about the politics on that, okay? Favor is now, the song is yours, okay? So, I don't know.
To God be the glory. Wow, you know, I'm in awe. Thank you. That's great to hear. So, you'll have to tune in next week to hear the song, I Coach You Win.
And one last tidbit. I wanted to go a little deeper with you. I've been working on, you know, God's favor, not me working on it, but God's favor has been in my life forever. And I got to tell you, I recently, you know about my construction company that's on launch in Seattle. Well, I just recently got a call from WSDOT, Washington Department of Transportation, and they've released $14 billion to start a certain scope of work dealing with horizontal work, and $4.5 billion of that is slaved to my scope of work called in situ deep soil mixing. And so I'm living in a surreal place at this point. I'm on my way to on the 9th to go and get acclimated in the process of that. And I happen to be the only African Indian man in the history of the USA to have an in situ deep soil mixing company. As a matter of fact, the world. And so it's just something that's so phenomenal, it's unbelievable. And so I just want to let you know that this favor call was right on time tonight. I thank you all for just being so spirit-led and filled and obedient to even speak with the eloquence that you speak or spoke on tonight dealing with favor. It was right on point. I think T.D. Jakes was just a little bit off. If I can say favor is there, I think you just got to be in there. That means in there with God. And so favor is amazing, and I'm living it in a way that is unbelievable. So I bow to all kings and queens on the line, and to you, Coach Adams, congratulations on your move to your own network. Watch the favor now unfold for you.
Amen.
Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, look at God, right? I'm like, woo, and we still have more callers in the last few moments of Motivational Mondays on this evening. We want to bring in our next caller, and then we'll continue our dialogue. I show that we have area code 310, last four digits, 9917, 310-9917. You are live on Motivational Monday.
Hi, Shania. It's you, Miko. And I wasn't going to get on the line, but I just could not pass it by. You know I love you dearly. You're phenomenal. And I just praise God for your mother, because she really sent out the message on your behalf for us to get on board. But I just want to commend Derek and Sophia, because I've been a part of the entertainment industry, and I've seen the ups and downs. I even worked for the Oscars Academy for a brief moment. And I just praise God that he has people of God in the midst, because we all know entertainment's tough, and there's a lot of ups and downs with it. There's a lot of politics involved in it. But I just say to God be the glory that while you're in there, you're keeping the platform, you're keeping your focus. I myself am in a transition. So that information, I know that God has favoritism on me. He has kept me employed in spite of me being a contractor. And people always tell me this, I've never seen a person get as many jobs and as quickly as you do. I said, that is God's favor. And I really appreciate what you said, Sophia, about just standing there waiting for God to hear his voice. And I'm like Derek, I'm like, Lord, there's some places I just don't want to be, but to God be the glory, you brought me here. I'm like, Lord, just reveal it to me. What am I doing here? And I've already seen him, even for one person. I helped a lady on my last contract assignment get $3,000 of free money that she didn't even know she was entitled to. So
wow.
After my assignment ended, and I said, Lord, if I wasn't here for anybody but her, I know that I was on assignment. And that's what we have to remember, that God's favor will put us in some uncomfortable predicaments. But if we focus on him, if we rest in him, he will reveal it unto us. He said we will understand it better by and by. So I commend you both for being on this call. I commend you both for your walk, for cheering with the Lord, for encouraging others to do the same, especially being in the entertainment industry. I just say praise God. To God be the glory for you too, for Miss Shania. Coach Adams, I love you. You know you are phenomenal, and I can never tell you that enough. God uses you. You are open to the Lord, and he blesses mightily to those that truly obey him, his voice, and that follow his will. So to God be the glory for all of you. I continue to pray for God's continued success and favor over your lives as you have embarked upon each and every one of ours on this night.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Yumiko, for being one of Coach Adams' biggest fans. For those that have already asked your question or made a comment, if you can hit 1 to take yourself out of the host queue. I don't want to miss anyone. Hit 1. For those that have already spoken, if you haven't done so already, to remove yourself out of the host queue, excellent. That'll help me to stay on track. We do have a couple more callers. Derek and Sophia, are you good? You want to take some more callers?
Yes.
Yes.
I love you guys so much. We have 925 area code 6538. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Derek and Sophia Luke.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, then.
Caller, you are live.
I think they actually think there was a hang up.
Yes, maybe. I see that they're still live. Let me give the number one more time. Area code 925-6538. We want to give you another opportunity. Your line is hot. Your line is hot. You're live here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Derek and Sophia Luke.
Hello?
Yes, you are. Yes, you're live. Hi.
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 I'm Patricia Hartley, and I'm a dear friend of my sister queen, Tabitha Kendricks, and Asamai Idri. And I just want to... I'm sorry, I got on a little late because I had a conference call, but I just wanted to commend you and congratulate you on your network. I believe my husband also would like to comment on something as well.
Well, good evening. This is Nathaniel Hartley. How's
well,
everybody
evening.
Doing?
Welcome.
Good evening. All right, all right. Well, I just walked in the building and Patricia handed me the phone. And I just want to wish everybody God's blessings on their lives and each and every person on the line and all the families that are represented as well.
And I want to thank the Hartleys for chiming in on this evening, and you can hear more of their story February the 15th. February the 15th, the Hartleys will be sharing right here on Motivational Monday. So we thank you for chiming in today. Did you have any other comments before we get to our next caller?
I would like to say that I know God has great blessings in store for Coach Adams and Pearl and everybody in that team. And we'll continue. We'll keep you all lifted up in prayer. And I would like to speak God's best. The best of God's blessings into each and every one of your lives. So it's a great honor to be on the line tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would ask that you hit 1 to take yourself out of the host queue, hit 1 to take yourself out. We do have additional callers. I have area code 3107. Oops, I don't want to get the first part. Do forget 310, last 4, 27. 002700. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guests, Derek and Sophia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. I met Derek and Sophia at Vertical Leap on 2 different weekends. Very bizarre. I never met them together. It's always individually. So I hope everything's going well with you guys, and God bless you guys. And thank you, Coach Adams. You're amazing. I love you.
I love you more. Thank you.
Okay, my question was, I'm trying to be trying to stay focused, but I feel like sometimes the struggle is that the further I go in my career, the more I feel the desire for my husband. And because I'm a professional dancer, sometimes all I'm around is gay guys or women. So sometimes it's kind of frustrating because I feel like the further I go in my career, I don't know, I feel like I'm pulling away from the husband area. So I struggle with reconciling those two things, and I love Matthew 6:33, like Derek said earlier. So I just want to know, is this something like I should just keep going and God will work it out, or I don't know, or is it true that the further I go that maybe my attention is leaving the spouse situation?
You mean like say if you're going further in your career, that you're leaving the husband portion of it? Is that right? Or the desire for a husband or the husband potential?
The husband potential.
Now, the first question I would ask you is that for the dancing, what is the Lord leading you to do that? And if he is, then that means that just like Derek was, you know, at the Sony Emporium lot, everybody was doing auditions and Derek's desire was to act. His desire also was to have a wife. And God had positioned him. And were you on the call earlier when we were talking about position?
Yes.
Okay, so God had him in the position of the Sony lot. And even though it didn't seem like much would come out of the Sony lot, that was Derek's assignment at that time. And in that assignment and being faithful in that assignment meant that he was in alignment with the will of God. And that is when everything came into alignment, which was me, which was part of that. And we met during the time that he was at the Sony Emporium lot. So to answer your question, no, if God has you dancing, then you best believe that your husband is going to find you. And the way that you keep your mind focused just focused in general is by keeping your mind stayed on the things of God. Like begin to prepare yourself in Proverbs 31:10-31 is you begin to start, like, read it in the morning and read it at night. And maybe there might be a scripture that really stands out, like Proverbs 31:17. She rises while it is yet night and provides spiritual food for her household and assigns her tasks to her maidservants. What happens then is as you begin to prepare for your husband, you're actually moving in faith. And Proverbs 31:10-31 is an actual spiritual preparation. So you're corridoring him into your life, and you have access of the timing of your husband. And when we're dormant and not preparing as single women for our spouse, then when they come, or it just prolongs the process. So as you begin to prepare, you're corridoring him into you, and you're going to be ready for when he does appear. Because as a wife, I started praying Psalms 91 and Psalms 112 over Derek before I even met him. And I began to say, my husband, he abides under the shadow of the Almighty God. So when you get into that marriage, you're ready. Because I tell you what, you will be covering that man all the time. And so doing it now prepares you for then. But yes, keep going and doing what you're doing, but keep your mind focused on Jesus and not being discouraged by what you're seeing, like the homosexual activity. Remember, we as believers, we walk by faith and not by sight. And even when you become married, this is a nugget. This is a good one, sister. Are you ready for this? This is so good. When you get married, sometimes your husband is going to have a certain expression on his face that contradicts the faith and the word that God has put in your heart. But if you've already established to not be moved by that countenance, then you're walking in faith at a whole nother dimension. So as you now put yourself in this dancing and you're around certain countenances and looks and different things, when you're focused on your faith that God is faithful and he has promised and he is just and he is faithful to bring that man to pass in your life, then you're going to see the victory in the end. Does that make sense? And so when you get married, you've already trained yourself in not being moved by a countenance, but being moved by the word of God.
Amen.
Does that help? So, yeah, does that help? Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. You're only confirming what I know to be true. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
And thank you for tuning in, caller. Well, we are at our 1 hour mark. We do have another caller. May I infringe upon my family to take this last caller before we close it out this evening?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Yay. Thank you for being so gracious. Our last caller for this evening here on Motivational Mondays, I have 214 area code 5336, 214-5336. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Derek and Sophia Luke.
Well, thank you very much. Congratulations on your new network. Derek, I loved you in Empire. Madea goes to jail. They didn't mention that one. I mean, you're awesome.
Amen. Who's this?
Oh, my God. Are you going to return to Empire?
I'm listening. I'm listening. I have a date with Destiny.
Okay. All right. Okay, can I ask one simple question? How did you get hooked up with Tyler Perry?
Well, we're on the subject of favor. You know, we're definitely on the subject of favor. I remember watching his movies, and I said to myself, I can see actually the favor of God on his life. And I saw that, you know, he was making movies that had messages. And so he just stood out one day to me. But lo and behold, I'm in a conversation one day, and these group of people that are agents and attorneys begin to talk about, working with him. So I've had several different encounters leading up to, you know, meeting and working with Tyler Perry. And then one day we're at some type of gospel event. I'm walking by him, and he says to me, we're going to work together one day. And all I did was I didn't say, give me a number. I didn't say, I hope so, man. So many people who promise me stuff and they don't. I was focusing my faith on God's favor. Because if God started a good work of favor in me, he'll complete it.
Well, I'm going to send a letter so you can do some more TP movies.
Well, amen to God's plan.
And congratulations on your marriage. I have people thinking I really know you guys from Coach.
Oh, amen. What? Praise God.
Yeah. So anyway, congratulations again, Coach and Duluth. And I will talk to you guys later because you guys will be back.
Yes, God bless you.
Praise God.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Monday. We do have one additional caller. I don't want to slight them if we may. Caller, you are live. Area code 707-2214. 707-2214. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Luke.
Wow. This is Lady Tabitha, Coach, and the Luke family. I am just sitting here listening to this show, and this has really, really been an anointed show. I just want to thank both of you for coming to share your story and favor with our listening audience and being with Coach Adams and I on our first show on the launch, and it's perfect. God, his favor has rested upon us tonight, and I just want to say thank you, and I love you both so much. And I'm a little full right now because this is a very special moment. When God put me into the entertainment industry, I'm a process engineer, is my background. Apple Computer. God moved me into entertainment, and I thought, okay, Lord, I'll go. But I wasn't really sure how I was supposed to move forward, but he promised that he would confirm and his favor would make room for me if I would obey. So shortly after and I'm in the management field of God asked me to go into the management field to be able to manage with integrity as you know, the industry is a very dark industry, and a lot of unfair business happens. And I met a lady by the name of Dr. Veronica Baby Happy Hand. And when I met her, she said, I've got to take you to Vertical Leap. And she began to talk about Sophia and Derek Luke. And I remember getting a piece about it because Anton Fisher was one of my very, very favorite movies. I would watch it over and over and over. And so she took me home to meet Mr. and Mrs. H, and my life was never the same. And then knowing that you all were a part of that, and then meeting Coach Adams, and are you seeing where I'm going with this, how the favor just connect, connect, connect. And today I co-produce a show with Coach Adams, and then you two being my brother and sister. I'm going, oh, my Lord, favor.
Wow.
Favor. I have watched that movie at least 25 times. And when I and when I took the obedient walk with God that I would go into the industry to build an institute to change the dynamics and the paradigm shift on management. And God, I mean, within 6 months, I was working with the DeBarge family because that is the illustration he gave me. I want you to create a Motown, but, you know, with integrity. And I said, okay, Lord, how am I going to learn that? He sent me to Vertical Leap. I connected with Coach. I connected with Coach Adams, Mrs. H. Then Don Harris, if you know him, you know, just favor, just phone calls coming from the north, south, east, and west. And today I sit here with you. And I'm writing a book called Kingdom Currency, which we know is God's favor. And as I'm sitting here listening to you, I have never heard anyone teach favor the way you two have. Derek, I mean, you broke it down in golden nuggets of favor. And then your wife, talk about favor upon you, brother. God gave you favor. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Favor. God gave you such a powerful friend, a powerful woman of faith in the word. I mean, favor, Derek. And as I'm sitting here, I said, as I write my book, I would be so honored if the two of you would write the forward to my book. Because you are anointed to teach on favor. And I am just so full and moving. Thank you, Coach Adams, for giving me this space. I'm just so honored, God's favor upon all of us and our listening audience. I know you have changed lives today. You have changed and touched my life. And we have just begun. So thank you again. I love you both so dearly. And how amazing is that?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Anointed couple of favor.
Thank you.
Coach Adams, you're welcome.
Yes, Coach thank Adams. You so much. I wanted to give the Loops an opportunity to share some closing remarks. I don't know if you have a project or projects that you would like to share. As we prepare to close out this evening's show, we were in our all-star overtime, but I love it. When it's your network, you can do it. Yes! That's right. You're the boss. So, I want to give you an opportunity to share any closing remarks and any projects that you want our audience to be aware of, because you have some true fans on this line today.
Oh, man, that's such a blessing. Yes, we actually do. Derek and I have our own production company now as well, and we have, Derek just got done, he just finished filming Roots in Africa, and the release date, and that's the remake of Roots, or the new Roots, rather, and the release date is being circled around Memorial Day, and the original producer who produced the original Roots, I am getting redundant, sorry, Anton. I think I need pizza right now. That's what I need. The person who produced Roots originally, his son produced this most recent Roots, and he's amazing. We were in Africa filming that. So that's coming out. It will be on History Channel and A&E. And the other thing we're working on is a script called The Burning Sands, and it is about the Greek life. And then we also have another project that we're working on and producing, which is called Cram, and that is about hip-hop
and education system and using hip hop as an anchor for instruction in the area of science.
Awesome.
I love it. Is there a web that one can go to kind of get highlights of where Derek will be and what you all are doing? Is there information such as that that you can give?
That's a great question. We're working on that right now. I do my best to keep up with my Facebook, but we're generating a pretty good media team together to start launching the things that Derek and I have going on.
They'll just have to simply stay tuned. Well, I thank you. My beloved brother, D-Loop, did you have any closing comments, remarks, anything you want to say in closing?
Oh, no. I'm full. I've received from just listening to everyone, and it really makes me kind of chew on that area of favor. And I agree with my sis Tabitha about he who findeth a wife really findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. That's something that I sort of realized that, you know, you don't need in the beginning Antoine Fisher to recognize the favor of God. You just start with what God has given you. If you recognize the favor that God has given you just in his word, in his obedience, just you finding a wife, and, you know, it could be for a man listening. You know, you could be going forward or thinking about a business venture versus saying, well, if I go that way, then, you know, she'll marry, you know, she want to get married. Well, if God is talking to you about marriage, then he's talking to you about favor. And the Bible says that if you find a wife, you find a good thing and obtain a favor. So God is talking to you about his favor coming upon you, because there's favor on you as a man of God, as a single man, but there's more favor that comes on you when you marry God's girl. So I just wanted to circle that. And for any man, any single man that's putting his plan before God's and having to do with his wife to be or fiance, don't linger her. Don't try to seduce her or play with her feelings, because you're not really playing with her. You're playing with God's best and you're playing with God's favor. That's it. Love you.
Ooh, that was some rich nuggets to kind of drop on us to leave us with. And I have to say to my family that I love so much, I thank you. I am so humbled by the fact that you agreed to share with us here on Motivational Mondays. Please know that Motivational Mondays on Inspired Media for You is always a platform. If you want to come back and share, you are always welcome, because you are family. I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You. Join us next week, same time, same bat channel, as we are going to continue our Shape Up series. And we're looking forward to having you. Of course, you know, to stay in touch with Coach Adams, visit CoachAdams.com for I Coach and You Win.
Woo-hoo! Woo!